due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Oh! See? I just can't stand!
Yeet!
It's about time you did something, right?
Who in the hell do you think you are?
You ain't Godzilla or King Kong, because I'm both!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
Acknowledge me!
Yeah!
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Damn!
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and despite the holiday... Damn it, Stat Boy, where is everybody?
MIA, take it to the house.
All the fireworks were last night.
Yeah, and we'll have even more fireworks in a week from, well, today as we're recording, July 12th.
This is true. We're coming up on Saturday night's main event.
Evolution,
and then the following night.
And AEW All in Texas.
Where I understand that Mox is going to have a Texas death match.
Yep.
And is that in the ring or in the courtroom?
Yes. Just yes.
Yeah, he wouldn't tell me too much more, so Jason sent me a link. Apparently a cameraman is suing Mox personally, as well as AEW in general, over getting run over during a match.
Yeah, that was a few months ago. I remember talking about this on the show, actually.
Right, and I read the article again, and I can see both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
But in my infamous career,
yeah,
camera people don't always know where they need to be during a match.
Yeah, because that would mean it would seem a bit more staged.
Correct. And in the case of television, especially at this level, there should be somebody pulling that guy's handheld cable and warning him.
Yeah.
So, the cameraman should be talking to his cable puller on top of, you know.
Yes.
Was it right to shove a cameraman? No.
No, it wasn't, but...
But if you are in the way and impeding the pace of the match, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, they will replace the camera before they'll replace the camera and find somebody else.
Because those cameras are much more expensive than the humans behind them, which might be an indictment on how much they pay them, but who knows.
And it's not just in wrestling.
Yeah.
I've also worked on the other side of the camera, and sideline handheld camera guys and most of the parabolic mic operators are in danger the entire event.
Yeah.
So, hopefully Mox will take this all out on Hangman Adam Page, let Page have the belt, take the vacation he was supposed to take, 3 years ago now?
If maybe even longer at this point, who knows?
And depending on what's going on with the legal side of it, see if his contract is in danger.
Yes, because who knows how much longer he will be in AEW. I don't know what his current contract is. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, I know his contract is listed as going till 27 or 28.
Okay, so it was a 5-year contract? Gotcha.
Yeah, but who knows what this court case is going to do.
Yeah, that is true. So yeah, should we go ahead, considering we're already starting on the topic, should we go ahead and start talking about AEW All in Texas?
May as well, we're already here.
Yeah. Of course, we did mention the main event, which will be Mox versus Heyman in a Texas Death Match. We've also got Timeless Toni Storm facing off against Mercedes Hogan.
Yes.
Yeah. And to be honest, even though I don't watch it too much, Mercedes is pretty much saying, oh, I've already won.
And she probably has. She shouldn't be giving away results like that, but...
Yeah. Considering that Mercedes has 6 belts or titles to her name right now, that includes the Owen Hart Cup in this case.
Mm.
Yeah. She's going for a technical number 7, and in reality, number 6. And also, yeah. The reason why she wound up winning the CMLL women's title was because their champ at the time, Zeuxis, had to go in for surgery recently.
Mm.
So, it was a necessary evil, unfortunately. Wish you could have gotten anybody else, but still.
That's all right. Zeuxis will be back just in time for Mercedes to get hurt again.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's see now, the other matches that we have covered here. Okada versus Omega for the... combine the Continental International titles to become the AEW Unified Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that match is... since it is on pay-per-view, it's probably going to go somewhere between nuts and oh dear god.
Yes, are those the good versions?
Yes. Indeed. Let's see now, we have... Also, Swerve Strickland and Will Ospreay facing off against the Young Bucks. Now there has been a... This is a stipulation match. If Ospreay and Strickland lose, they cannot challenge for the World Championship for the next year. And if the Young Bucks lose, they'll be stripped of their EVP titles. And can we have for once not a lol Young Bucks win situation? Please?
Yeah, we'll see about that. I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah. Adam Cole is facing off against Kyle Fletcher for the TNT Championship. Expect tons of shenanigans between the Paragon, which is Adam Cole's group, and of course, Don Callis' group, where Kyle Fletcher's a part of it.
Right.
And then more matches that got announced in this last week. Hurt Syndicate versus Jet Speed, that'd be Kevin Knight and Speedball Mike Bailey, and the Patriarchy of Christian Cage and Nick Wayne for the World Tag Team Championship. I expect people being hurt a lot.
I expect a lot of people to be hurt, including the audience.
Yeah.
When Christian and company take care of business.
Yeah, I don't expect the Patriarchy to win. I expect Christian Cage to screw it up and blame Nick Wayne for no good reason other than because.
Because his father's dead. Oh, wait.
Yeah. And then the gauntlet matches. Mark Briscoe and MJF have been announced as the first and second entrants for that casino gauntlet match. Mystico is also in the match. Not a surprise, considering MJF and Mystico are currently kind of, sort of, feuding.
Right.
And then, on the women's side, Chris Statlander is the only person announced as of right now. Also, just a quick detour off to the day prior with ROH's Super Card of Honor. We have 4 matches currently announced. The Sons of Texas, a.k.a. Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara, will be facing off against the Infantry, Captain Sean Dean and Carly Bravo, for the World Tag Team titles. Bandido and Konosuke Takeshita will be facing off for the ROH World Championship. Oh boy, that's going to be a bomb burner. Athena, who's on a god reign for no good reason, is facing off against Thunder Rosa for the Women's World Championship. And Lee Moriarty is facing off against Blue Panther for the ROH Pure Championship. And I'm like, why? Wait. Why? Seriously? Blue Panther is 64 years old and barely can go anymore. Why is he still being promoted? Especially with how badly he's treated certain companies over the years. Chikara Pro.
Right.
Anyways, so yeah, that is everything that's going on AEW side. I don't know what's happening on the TV because I don't get to watch their stuff. I don't have Max and I don't have cable, so no.
No, you're not the only one.
Yeah. And then, of course, yeah.
No, go ahead.
Keep going, actually, because I was about to jump ahead.
Well, while I do still get TNT, my DVR has given up on AEW, so I'm done arguing with it.
Yay. So yeah, should we go ahead and start talking about the back-to-back events on back-to-back days over in WWE land?
Yes, let's.
Because first up, we will have in the evening of the 12th, because AEW's show will be in the afternoon, thankfully, will be Saturday night's main event, episode number 40. Yes, 40.
Mm.
Yeah. Which will be main evented by Gunther facing off against Bill Goldberg in Goldberg's retirement match.
And I don't anticipate, you know, there's two ways this is going to go. Mm-hmm. Gunther wins, Goldberg gives him respect and rides off into the sunset, or Goldberg wins the belt and Seth has to go fix it.
Yeah. Because I do not see Goldberg walking out with the title. At all. I expect Gunther to, fell the beast.
Yeah.
And to finally have him go ta-ta. And we finally move on. And then two other matches I believe got announced this week. L.A. Knight will be facing off against Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy Orton will be facing off against Drew McIntyre, who finally got a new shirt. Available now on WWEshop.com. Drew McIntyre, bored at work.
Too bad it doesn't have the LOL on it.
I know.
The setup was interesting, too, because Cody was going to come out and talk a little bit about King of the Ring,
mm-hmm.
and what KR means to him. Randy comes out, and the two of them are essentially, you know, doing some mutual respect stuff. Drew comes out, and he says, "Now you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. That's what you two sound like. Essentially, would you two just shut up and
sleep go with each other?"
Yeah. So, he then proceeded to lambast Orton for not being Orton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the matter? You hesitated? You'd realize that all Cody's done is kiss your ass to make you hesitate. That's not the Randy I know.
Yeah.
And Randy shows him a little bit of the Randy that Drew remembers. By getting RKO'd flat on his face. Which this made for a very busy night for Nick Aldis because Drew went to him and demanded Randy Orton. Cargill got jumped by Naomi. So Cargill says, "I don't care how this happens, but I am facing Naomi." He said, "Saturday night's main event. You're welcome." He had the whole tag team division in his office again.
What a surprise.
Oh, but this time Aldis gets the upper hand.
Hmm.
They were all bitching about the Wyatt Six.
Yeah.
So Aldis said, "Well, they're here to stay. And if you want to do something about it, I want each of you to send one representative from your tag team to face off against the Wyatt Six. If you win, they go to the back of the line. If they win,
yeah,
they get you know, they're going to be put in the number one contender picture. So the Wyatt Six face off against Gargano.
Yep, Montez Ford, Berto, and Chris Sabin.
Yes. And Gargano tried to smooth things a little bit, and then he screwed everything up. The first thing he tried was continuity.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the ring with Dexter Lumis and brought up the Way.
Oh, wow.
Which was good idea, bad idea.
Yeah.
Good idea, because that was a time when Dexter Lumis had friends. Bad idea, because his wife, Indy Hartwell, no longer works with the company.
Yep. That Just and saying. Also, he has new friends.
Yes, he has new friends. Friends that understand and he can identify with. And they don't care that he can't speak. They understand him.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, all that disjointed mess culminated in Gargano backing out of the last hot tag.
Ooh.
So that Sabin got myrtleized by Rowan.
Yep. So Gargano is going to get his ass handed to him. Hopefully.
Yes. Yes, he is in trouble. Yeah. And surprisingly, other tag teams that weren't involved in this mess were Fraxium and the unlikely tag team of Andrade and Rey Fénix.
Ah, the two guys who speak the same language randomly put together.
Yes, random tag teams are random.
Yep.
So you have three luchadors and a Brit trying to be a luchador.
Nathan Fraser?
I shouldn't say that.
Sorry, my brain's like, wait a minute. Axiom is not exactly from Mexico, you know.
But he's a luchador. But where's he from?
I think he's from Spain.
Ooh.
Let me double
check. Tis rare.
Let me double check and make sure.
Tis rare, because...
Yeah, he used to be a kid.
Oh,
he's from Madrid. Okay. He is from Madrid.
A Castilian luchador. Wow.
Yeah.
Because Nathan Frazier, a.k.a. Chris Hero Jr.
Yep. Had that one standout match in AEW and WWE. We were like, nope, you're coming with us now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened.
So they put on an excellent match. Even though they weren't involved in the nonsense that's going on with the rest of the tag team division.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Mm-hmm. And let's see now, what else? I mean, we could tie stuff into the next day or on July 13th on Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Because last night, technically speaking, Tiffany Stratton has announced her opponent for Evolution.
Yes, she has.
Trish Stratus.
Who, by the way, looks more than ready to go.
Yeah. And still has no signs of stopping, even though 50 is coming.
Granted. But she still looks great, and I think the only little side thing with it was just the fact that Tiffany was wearing super high-heeled boots.
Mm-hmm.
And who else was in the ring with them? Jade was out there, I believe. And Jade is naturally 6 feet tall.
Yeah, Jade is, I believe, at least I'm guaranteed 5'10", if not tall. Yo, I am taking a quick look at a muted video right now because I don't want it playing. Yeah, Tiffany's taller than Jade in this by about an inch.
It's them boots.
Yeah, Tiffany in reality is more like 5'6".
Yeah.
Yeah, those
taller
things
than me, but
are.
not by much.
Yeah, those things are
enormous.
Okay.
Yeah. My ankles hurt just looking at them.
Yeah. And then, of course, yeah, Naomi did attack Jade Cargill again. Because, what else do you expect?
And because I think Bianca's still on the shelf because of her hand.
Yeah, she is. She shouldn't be too much longer now, but she is. I wouldn't be surprised if she shows up and might wind up getting confrontational next Sunday. And then...
I can see that happening.
Yeah. And then main event of SmackDown. Hoo boy. After we dealt with Blood Money and Tolatonga and Friend, and now the new Bloodline, Bloodline 2.0, because you can't really call this the same Bloodline. Hell, there's only, what, one guy there that's even related to Roman? The rest are just hired thugs, mercenaries.
Yeah. Yeah. The Tongans and Jeff Cobb is Hawaiian.
Guamian, or wait, he is Hawaiian, but he's representing Guam. It's weird.
Yeah. He's a Polynesian rhino, okay?
Yes. He's just a guy, which is pretty much damning for him, because he's already the wrong side of 40. He just started in the WWE, and he's just being presented as, eh. Which means he's going to wind up wasting years spinning his wheels.
Yeah.
But yeah, ultimately, Jacob Fatu and Jimmy Uso do beat Solo and JC Mateo, but afterwards, yeah, the Tongans and Jeff Cobb, or JC Mateo, whatever, and Solo cheat their way to essentially winning, and they also do a triple power bomb.
Oh, trust me. My tinfoil hat's buzzing!
Yes. Roman's gonna be pissed at that move. And then also on top of it, I wonder if Seth's shield, senses are buzzing. There's the words.
Well... Seth is... Who's he locking horns with right now? I don't think he's back with Punk yet.
Seth is currently locking horns with LA Knight.
So, yeah. I think LA Knight's going to keep him distracted for a minute.
Yeah.
Because currently Solo and company have not messed with Seth at all.
Mm-hmm.
And since Seth is the one that keeps bringing up the shield, he probably approves of it.
Yeah.
Because if anything, it's gonna get Roman off his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break from his martial arts training before he plays Akuma, and get in there and start hurting people.
Oh yeah, there is also something new that has been announced with that, possibly.
Yes. I am going to sit here and giggle the whole time. Cody Rhodes playing Guile.
Yeah. They couldn't.
I mean, he's no Jean.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They couldn't even get Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Nah, he wouldn't go back for that.
Hmm.
Although, is Kylie Minogue still in good enough shape to play Cammy?
The real question is, how is her health? Because I know she's had breast cancer. She's had a mastectomy.
Okay.
So, I think she's alright, but I'm pretty sure at this point she just doesn't want to do it anymore. Or wouldn't want to do that. She would want to focus on singing explicitly.
Understood.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if, say, we do see Jean-Claude Van Damme there as, at least in a cameo role.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Oh,
but
wow. This is supposed to be coming out next year?
late next year, if at all, because it's
No.
gonna.
As of right now, the release date for the next Street Fighter movie is in March.
What? There's no
March,
way.
March 20th, 2026. Let me double check. Make sure. Yep, this is being reported as per the Hollywood Reporter, but it is from last year, so take it with a grain of salt.
I will because they're still casting. They haven't started shooting anything yet.
Yeah, then they're not going to turn it around that fast. So I would expect
No.
late 26 or sometime in 27.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would love for it to come out the day after my birthday next year, but I'm not gonna hold my breath for that. If it does happen to make that date, though, anybody can buy me a ticket.
Yeah. I mean, I might be interested in that too, but it's one of those situations of, eh?
I spent real money and saw the Jean-Claude Van Damme version in the theater, I think twice.
Ah, so you liked it. Gotcha. Because it was so
I
damn
liked.
cheesy.
It was cheesy as hell because they decided to make the movie with actors who can't fight. And then I went to
Yeah.
see Mortal Kombat where they had fighters who can't act.
Yes. Except for realistically, they're Jean-Claude Van Damme. Although Raul Julia being in that was pretty much the right casting, straight up.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But Jean-Claude Van Damme was probably doesn't remember most of that movie
Yeah.
because he was so freaking strung out at the time.
Yeah. Let's see now. That was everything on SmackDown. Evolution is still shaping up pretty nicely. We did mention an explicitness Stratton versus Stratus, and we did touch a little bit on Cargill versus Naomi, which is now a no holds barred match. That will be interesting, I guess.
Yeah,
Jay,
which tells me, yeah.
keep going.
That tells me that Bianca's going to crash the match.
Yeah, that will be where Bianca crashes it, and yeah. JC Jane with the rest of Fatal Influence will be facing off against Jordynne Grace for the NXT Women's Championship.
Cool.
Yeah. Io Sky will be facing off against Rhea Ripley, which that got announced on Raw. Now note, this is Io's first defense and first match in about 2 months. Could not tell you explicitly why, because it didn't seem like she was out.
Didn't
She's,
seem it.
yeah.
She's not on the injury list. I mean, I can give
No.
you a short list of who all's on the injury wagon right now. I almost need VRM here to break the ambulance music.
Yes.
As far as I know, she wasn't hurt.
Yeah, she's not hurt at all. So right now I'm like, why are you not using her? But on the women's side, the only one is Brynley Reese. That's it. And that's NXT, so you won't have to worry about that too much.
Right.
But let's see now. The other matches on Evolution, we will have Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez. And yes, Raquel did get official, or Roxanne did get officially announced as being a tag team champion on Raw. That was made official
Yeah.
by obviously Adam Pearce, and then there's a bit more to that, but we'll get back to that in just a moment.
Yes.
Because Raquel and Roxanne will be facing off against unlikely bedfellows in Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair. And two more teams. And that will be for the Women's Tag Team Championship.
Yep.
And then one more match announced, which will probably be the last match announced. A battle royal for the Women's World Championship match at Clash in Paris at the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
Only person announced so far, Ivy Nile. I wouldn't be surprised if we see somebody bigger show up and ultimately take it.
Right. I mean, I love Ivy Nile, but she needs more of a charisma transplant.
Yeah, she doesn't have it. And no. That is her fatal flaw.
Yeah, it's a shame because she is technically sound.
Yeah.
They don't have her deliberately in a team mom role, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
And if she was a few inches taller, she could be believably fighting the men.
Yeah.
Although I'd pay a lot of money for a vignette of her tying Brutus Creed in knots. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Although, speaking of American Made, Chad Gable is on the shelf for a little bit. I believe that shoulder injury was legit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Chad Gable's shoulder injury is 100% legitimate. Unfortunately.
Well,
although El Grande Americano still lives.
He's grown about a foot in the last couple of months, so I wonder what happened.
Well, from what we were able to tell, it is Ludwig Kaiser behind the mask now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that tickles. That absolutely tickles.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait for that reveal.
Yeah.
The formal storyline reveal.
Mm-hmm.
I did not notice. I have to go back and look at the segment again.
Yes. Let's see now. Considering I was talking about the women's tag team championship situation, the men's. During that same segment where Roxanne was crowned women's tag team champion, Finn and JD were like, hey, we want to face the New Day to win the tag or to get the tag titles. And that was essentially the trade-off. The women are forced into a fatal four-way a week from this Sunday.
Right.
And ultimately, what happens? Finn Balor and JD McDonagh win the titles.
Getting Judgment Day back on the map.
Yep.
Interestingly enough.
Yes. Let's see now. Rusev finally shows up to face off against Sheamus.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
And, yeah, and pulling up literally 10-year continuity.
Yeah.
As they mentioned him, Sheamus, and I believe the other two were Barrett and Del Rio.
Yes, the United Nations?
League of Nations.
Okay.
Oh!
Wait a minute. Hello. I just heard somebody. Bad news, is that you?
Oh, you guys in your bloody American times, I'm still adjusting. Even after so many years.
Good Lord, sir.
Yes. Welcome in, Shane, and it's nice to be talking to more than one person.
Well, that's not very nice to say about Nikki, but that's all right. It's nice to be talking to more than just one person.
Oh, I just like to have a table with more than just two people.
Yes. It's barren.
So, yes, completely understandable.
Well, it's an American holiday, yes.
Yeah.
4th of July.
Yes, our annual day to wave an American flag, blow a bunch of shit up, drink a whole bunch of beer, and pretend that we love our country.
Yeah, and
For people to celebrate.
And if you haven't heard, behind me, there's been a few popping off already.
Same here.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, it's showing up in the Discord or in the OBS, so it's gonna be fun.
Nah. Yeah, but as Kevin Nash said, he's clearly not celebrating the Independence Day of it all. Because he went on his tirade on X.
About?
What did he say? He said it was happy 4th of wealth or whatever the case may be. Hang on. I'll see if I can find the exact quote.
Mm.
But he was not a happy man.
He's got his money. He should be happy. Or is he just not happy that he's not getting paid anymore?
Just having a look now.
Are we talking about Kevin Nash? Here we go.
Nash? Oh. Yeah, Kevin Nash, yeah.
Yeah, I've got it here.
Thank you.
And there it is.
Where's Brian when you need him? We need the voice.
Yeah. So, happy four more trillion. Go for it, Shane.
Yeah. I just say, happy 4 more trillion in debt day. Never felt this proud as we continue to destroy the empathy we once held for those less fortunate. So I guess happy wealth white 1% day. Enjoy your small regional hospitals while you can. Things just continue to get greater. Happy 4th.
Oh, don't remind me, because that was also part of that bill. There are a number of hospitals in rural communities that are at major risk of being forcefully shut down because of this bill. Because money is no longer going to them. Unfortunately, this also means my hometown hospital. Which means if anybody were to get into an injury or an accident, they would be forced to go at least 27 miles to the nearest hospital. Yeah.
So to get things back on track, where are we at?
Let's see now. We were talking about Rusev and Sheamus real quick. Punk, Rollins, Gunther, and LA Knight are getting too wild or going crazy at each other. Not a surprise. Nobody likes anybody else. Is that what they're going to do with SummerSlam? That's interesting.
A fatal four-way?
That would be interesting. Gunther gets past Goldberg, and then the four of them face off at SummerSlam. And if Rollins loses, hey, he still has the briefcase.
It wouldn't make much sense to put Seth in a fatal four-way, especially when he's holding money in the bank.
It's happened before.
Yeah, it has happened before, but I just feel like it's a waste of having a money in the bank contract if the person's already going to just get put into the title match.
Yeah, this is true. Let's see
but,
now.
But a triple threat match, I can see, like, Gunther versus LA Knight versus, who was the other one?
Punk and Rollins.
Punk, yeah. Yeah, I think it'll get more butts in seats have you just do a singles match between Punk and Gunther.
I mean,
it'll get more butts,
it's just butts in pie. Seats. We're just pie in the sky in it right now because SummerSlam is still about 4 weeks away. 5 weeks away.
Yeah. From what we know, especially with Saturday Night Main Event, we have a relatively good idea of what three matches are going to be.
Yeah, we have three matches straight out announced. Which would
I'm talking about for SummerSlam, not for I'm talking about for SummerSlam.
Oh, for SummerSlam. Not for,
You're right. For SummerSlam. Well, we've got pretty much three matches which are confirmed.
In my mind, anyways. Yeah.
Cena Rhodes is a lock. Cena Rhodes is a lock. Tiffany versing Jade. That is going to happen. I think they're just setting up Tiffany versing Trish.
Yes.
We did talk
about that earlier.
Yeah, I think they're just setting up Tiffany versus Trish just to give Tiffany that little extra push for stardom because she's already been higher, and that's Tiffany. Trish would just be a feather on the cap for her to be a SummerSlam main eventer.
Mm-hmm.
Or semi-co main event, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But because it's a two-night thing, so Tiffany versus Jade might main event one of those nights, but we don't know. Because if you're going to do it, or if you, the only other way I can see them potentially swerving us, you have Tiffany versus Trish. Naomi comes out and cashes in, beats Tiffany, and then we get Naomi versus Jade at SummerSlam.
Huh.
And then Tiffany faces the winner of those two. Or tries to interject herself for a triple threat.
Yeah.
But that's the only way I can see a swerve happening, because I do not see Trish becoming an 8-time women's champion just for them to do Trish versus Jade. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
No, that I don't see that happening either. And somewhere in all of this mess, Bianca should be coming back.
Yeah, exactly. So... and then, of course, we've got Dom, who's got a legitimate rib injury.
Yep.
So he, they're gonna.
He's out, but he's not out.
No, that's right. He's still on TV, but he can't wrestle. So I think they're gonna hold that off to get Dom versus AJ for the IC title at SummerSlam.
They are already starting to set that up, considering they had a segment on Raw where AJ whipped out the glasses and read over Dominic's little contract about hit no touching.
I see it right here. You're still a punk ass.
Yes.
That's not news. Right. Why do you need paperwork for that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but someone in some part of the IWC has brought up a very interesting way of doing this, actually.
Oh.
And I'd be completely down for it if they decide to go for it. Have Styles win the ISD title. Have him and Cena have a program.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States Championship's on SmackDown and IC titles on Raw, but people are like title versus title. And I was like, I'd be down for that, but I want to know how you're going to switch Solo and the newly formed family to Raw unless you're going to have Solo just be a transitional champion for the next person and put it straight back on Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Not sure either. But
it's a great idea, especially because I would love to see Cena versus AJ one more time before he retires. But
it won't be as much fun that he doesn't have the Good Brothers with him for beating John Cena.
Yeah, but it would also get Cena his Grand Slam championship before he retires, because Cena's never won the IC title.
True.
Okay. I could... That'd be interesting.
So, unless you're going to do a major swap with the champions, like have Cena come out and go, you know what, I've beaten everyone there is on SmackDown. I'm going over to Raw where there's probably better competition.
Mm-hmm.
And then have them switch the World Heavyweight to SmackDown and switch the WWE Championship to Raw, if you want to do it that way. But I don't know. Either that or Cena faces AJ title versus title, Cena wins, and then he vacates the IC title back to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
If Cena really wants to be a heel, he wins the IC title. And then the next time he's on TV, he looks at it and says, I don't need this.
Oh, and reduces it in the trash.
Yeah. Just completely... Just drop, you know, dick move drops it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all this gets in his face. Just says, I don't care. You go find yourself a new IC title. Isn't that your job?
Well, I think it's more Pierce, isn't it, that handles Raw. So you'd have to, yes. Pierce would be the one getting in his face.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. But I'm just saying, you can't do that. Yes, I can. Now go do your job and find yourself a new champion.
Yeah.
I'm the greatest champion of all time. I can do whatever the hell I want.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I can do whatever the hell I want, and I wanted to win this belt just so I had it in my resume, and now that I've won it, I don't need it anymore. Here, go do your job. I'm down.
I'm perfectly fine with it. Like I said, I would love to see AJ and Cena go again. So, what's the next pay per view? What's the next pay per view after SummerSlam?
Clash in Paris, I believe.
Clash in Paris, and then Hell is. Look, no, they got to do it in Paris.
They got to do it in Paris. Fans go nuts for AJ in Paris. So
yes,
they've got. If you're gonna pull the trigger.
Savrement phenomena, la la la. That's high. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
It's true. It's legitimate. It's in on. I'm pretty sure it's on WWE.com. It's one of the top five crowd sing-alongs. Or pop.
Should have been number one with
AJ.
The damned bullet.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest ones.
I'm trying to remember who number one was. I'm pretty sure number one was Orton in Germany, I'm pretty sure. Because everyone was singing his voices song pretty loudly for him. They even took him back. He went, holy shit.
It's like, I've been doing this for 20-something years, and I'm finally, and people are actually singing me to the ring?
Mm-hmm.
What sorcery is this? Oh, yeah, the fireworks are popping here, too, Stat Boy.
Yeah. I've been hearing them plenty. Let's see now. Yeah, pretty much nothing else of major note happened on Raw. Bayley and Lyra Valkyria wound up pinning each other and then continued to fight.
Oh, that's another one that's going to be confirmed for SummerSlam. Those story.
Yeah.
Becky, Bayley, and Lyra.
Yeah, because I'm betting something will happen between Bayley and Lyra Bayley and Lyra will probably both be. Oh shit! No, they
Uh-oh.
Wouldn't do it. I don't think they would do it for that though. Not for the Intercontinental. Oh no, it's Clash in Paris anyway. Never mind. So, I was thinking Bayley and Lyra were probably going to wind up in the Battle Royal. Let's see now. Braun Breaker and Bronson Reed beat Sami Zayn and Penta. Let's see now. And then in the main event, or after essentially Sami Zayn and Penta lost, Braun and Bronson kept beating on him, and Jey Uso shows up to save their asses. Am I still here?
You're still,
yeah, still here.
You're still
no,
here.
No,
it's a matter of.
It's Jay saving. It's Jay being a face and saving people again. But it for me, storyline wise, just it doesn't make sense. It's like a random group of people just facing against Seth and Co. It's like,
yeah.
Like, I would completely understand, like, Roman coming out and going after Seth, because I know Roman and Seth have history, but,
mm-hmm.
And I'm liking that they're doing Knight versus Seth at, I'm pretty sure it's at this Saturday main event, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But, like, and that, like, that makes sense for me. But yeah, just Jay's in limbo at the moment. Jay's just in limbo at the moment. I don't know what you do with him. Either have him going after the IC title, either that, or we're going to have to do a random trade and have him teaming up with Jimmy and Jacob to take on the new family.
Mm-hmm.
Another possibility, yeah. We mentioned before you got here, Shane, the fact that the new family decided to end their proceedings on Friday with a triple power bomb.
Yeah, which again is another slap in the face to Roman. So it's my creative brain's just trying to figure out where they're going with this. Like, I know they're wanting to build Jacob as a huge single star, which is great, but the way that they're going is telling me, like, we're going to get a rerun of the new family versus the bloodline. And this time Jacob's going to be teaming up with Roman, Jimmy, and potentially Jay. So, my brain's just screaming, why?
mm-hmm. My screams, I don't know!
Because Roman doesn't need to beat Solo again. He's already beaten Solo. So, like, unless Roman's taking a fall, which... then that means they're trying to build Solo up as a major heel.
Yeah, this is tough. Because I figure Roman is going to make at least a couple more appearances before he has to shuffle off to go get, you know, to shoot a movie. And Cody won't be that far behind him, so...
Well, yeah, they're both in the same damn movie.
Right, so, and they're gonna have to fight each other in the movie, and then again in WWE.
Exactly. So we know Roman should be a lock in for SummerSlam. So okay, all right, yep, all right, yep. No, I can see where they're building towards. Okay, I got it. So
all right,
yeah. So they'll do it. They'll redo Bloodline versus the new family. This time, Roman's gonna take the pin. Roman will take the pin. He'll get pinned, and that'll send him off into the sunset to go do this Street Fighter movie.
Mm.
Ooh, that even leaves. Damn. Okay, that leaves even more. That leaves even more possibilities. So then if that's going to happen, Cody has to leave at the same time, which is when he's going to be facing Cena for the championship. So does that mean Cena retains, or do we get the rumored double turn and Cody just takes the belt with him for a month or so before he makes his return after filming?
They've been hinting something with Cody over the last month or so. that he's not getting as much talking time, and everybody is trying to step on his microphone, as it were.
Cody himself even went up, has said that his babyface run is coming to an end. He's like, it's coming sooner rather than later, so... I don't know, Cody sells his soul to Dwayne, and we get heel Cody Rhodes and face Cena, so we get face Cena for the last few months of his run.
Huh. I think what they should do with that is that Cody's like, I'm not going to sell my soul to The Rock. Since he's not here to enforce it, and since he's not here to enforce anything, I'm going to take his place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and
should I start panicking now or now? Because I'm fairly certain you guys just heard that.
What was that?
That was the fireworks still.
Oh, I thought you weren't sure if one of them was gunshot.
No, no. I would recognize gunshots, because it'd be a lot more bup-bup-bup-bup-bup-bup.
Yeah. But no, I didn't hear it.
Okay. Anyways.
So many possibilities. That's what I'm loving about wrestling now.
Yes.
It's not as predictable as we would think, because now it's got all of us thinking about it. It's like, where it's like, oh, God, will Cody turn heel at SummerSlam? Will we get a face Cena return?
Hmm.
Are we getting a rerun of Bloodline versus OJ versus the New Family?
Mm-hmm.
Will Trish be an 8-time champion? We don't know.
Is mayonnaise an instrument? We don't know either.
In the right person's hands, yes.
Fair.
Did you just kill a guy with an appetizer? I don't know, maybe.
Oh my God, we had a guy over here in Australia who used to wrestle with condiments and stuff like that. We called him Chef Hollywood. Mm-hmm. It was funny as hell, and he would come out to South Park's Chef's Big Chocolate Balls as a theme song. Oh, it was the best.
Mm-hmm. Only wrestling, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Closest thing I have to that was seeing a match at a pizza place where somebody got the receipt stapled to their forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, and I wish I could find the pictures from this. Because I know it was a show where I met Jake Oman there. I met a couple other guys there, and it's probably a Mandela thing in my head, but it might have been the match that Mox mentions in his book with Jake Younger.
Mm-hmm.
Where they start by flying off the balcony and then they actually start wrestling. But I could be wrong. I've never been wrong occasionally.
It's so good that they did that, though, because everyone knows the whole thing in wrestling about giving someone a receipt, and it, this person's stapling a literal receipt someone's head. It's like, here's your receipt. Bang.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the people were laughing over the absurdity, but the rest of us were, if you know, you know. So, yeah. What else have we got? Well, some other things we talked about before you got here, Shane. We talked about the All In Texas.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it was stupid of WWE to try and compete with like AEW's biggest event on the same day and their main event being Goldberg versus Gunther, I was like, okay, I don't think that's going to get people to change the channel over a Texas death match with Moxley and Hangman, take two. But yeah, we'll wait and see. I'm intrigued about some of the matches that are going to be on the card with that one, like Mox and Hangman, especially after what Hangman did this past week, saying, oh, John, you seem to forget that you say that I can't hang in a Texas death match. And you know that's not true, but in case you've forgotten, here's proof. And he just buckshot Larry's the shit out of Marina Shafir. I'm like, yes, nothing like female abuse to show that you can hang in a Texas death match.
Oh, Shafir can take care of herself.
But... Oh, I know that. But, yeah. But it's just like, if you're gonna do it, man, you might as well have done done something a lot more deviant with it and just done your reverse pile driver to her and gone reverse tombstone to her and gone, here you go, boom.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Hangman's supposed to be but Hangman's a face. He wouldn't do that. Then again, AEW is weird with their face dynamics.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and then you've got Mercedes Moné. I'm not going to call her Mercedes Hogan, even though she's won fucking six titles elsewhere. Her versus Tony, Timeless Tony Storm. That's going to be a good match. I'm hoping she does not win the belt, but my gut says she's winning it.
Mm-hmm.
To make it number seven. Because she has creative control after all. So wait and see there. And then you've got the EVPs putting their EVP titles on the line against Ospreay and...
I think that's about everything.
And Swerve. Oh, and no, you've got the winner take all with Okada and Omega.
Yeah, that's going to be a nuts match.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, that's your main event. Like, I'm sorry to Mox and Hangman, but that's what people are tuning in for. People are tuning in to watch Omega versus Okada.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's nothing against Hangman and Mox, but the Death Rider storyline made no friggin' sense. And I realize they're trying to make Paige the savior of AEW, but realistically, you're not really saving AEW from anything. You're beating Moxley for the belt. Like, it's not going to stop Death Riders from causing mayhem. It's not if
correct.
There's not a stipulation saying, oh, if I beat you, not only do I get the title, but the Death Riders disband.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would make a lot more sense to me if you're trying to save AEW, but...
Oh, I agree. But it's a step that I don't think they were going to put in there, and I honestly thought they were going to let Mox hold onto the belt till Darby got back.
That's the fucked up thing, though, and that's what annoys me. This is what is irritating me. Like, I understand... Wrestlers, at the end of the day, are people, and they have their own lives and things that they want to do and everything. But Darby's chasing mountains when he can't climb the mountain at AEW. That's the fucked thing. That's the stupid thing. He's climbing literal mountains where he can't even climb the mountain at AEW. He's supposed to be one of the four pillars of the company, yet he's an afterthought. Yep. You don't hear fans chanting Darby, Darby, Darby.
Yeah, they're not chanting, we want Darby.
Yeah, exactly. No one's chanting, "We want Darby." No one's holding up signs saying, "Where's Darby?" Nothing. He's become an afterthought. So the fact that Hangman's the being made the second string savior of AEW, it's like, okay, good for Hangman.
For Hangman, but
yeah,
it's not the savior that people wanted.
No, and is it because we had to wait? You know, I figured Darby was already back. Is he just trying to get the ring rust off before he does anything, or did they just say, screw it, you know, we don't want Darby doing this?
I honestly don't think Tony sees Darby as a world champion. Like, I honestly don't. I don't think Tony Khan sees Darby as a world heavyweight champion. He's probably got Matt and Nick or others in his ear going, come on, man. Darby weighs all of $150. And we're supposed to believe that he can beat John, he can beat like these other killers that we have here. Like, we're supposed to believe he can beat Claudio Castagnoli and everybody else. Without deathmatch or hardcore stipulations, like in a 100% wrestling match. And people can say I'm being rough with that, but that's a legitimate question.
No, it's, and I get it, because unfortunately though, Darby and Mox to some extent fight a very similar style. So in a company full of pure wrestlers, how has Mox been able to hold on to the belt? And with Darby willing to do some shit that even Mox has to stop and question, I think there's still a story there. I just think that Tony thinks that it's the smallest toy in his toy box and can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a shame.
Right. Tony, look, you can say what you want about Tony, that like he's a child with millions, and that is true. Like, we've seen how he is when he's with these wrestlers, and it's not your traditional boss, but at the end of the day, the man is still a businessman. And again, this is not a knock on Darby. I find him a great talent, but he's like Jeff. He's gone down the Jeff Hardy route. He's a great talent, but he takes too many damn risks to the point where if you're a businessman and you're like, I'm trying to look for someone who is going to carry this company for 5-10 years into the future, I would not put the belt on Darby Allin or Jeff Hardy, because those two do ridiculous things to their bodies to the point where they would be lucky to last another 2 years in the business, let alone 5-10.
We've been saying that about Jeff Hardy for the last decade and a half, you know.
We have been, but look what happens to him. He does stupid things. He gets injured to the point where he's out for 6 to 12 months at a time. And then it's detrimenting Matt's career to the point where Matt has to go back to being broken Matt Hardy or doing some other stuff, because Jeff's done stuff that his body can't handle. And Darby's in the same predicament. Darby's trying to get that high of the cheer from the crowd of getting the holy shit moments. And he tries pushing that envelope time and time again to the point where people legit thought he was dead when he came off that ladder and went through the plate glass through the chairs.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That.
People thought he was dead. I thought he was dead. I thought I wouldn't be surprised if you've got a shard of glass in your spinal cord right now. I wouldn't have been surprised. But
neither would I.
By, by the miracle of God or whoever he prays to, he's survived and had no injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my two cents on it. Anyways, like Darby can't be the savior of AEW because Darby can't even save himself.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Max, I love you to death, but this should have been handled a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
This should have been...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, this thing with Hangman and Moxley has been building for well over a year and a bit. Like, this should have just been a personal rivalry between the two of them. Going, you know what? I wasn't satisfied with how badly I beat you in our last Texas Death Match. Let's rerun it and do it again at the biggest stage of them all. At All in Texas. And just built up a personal rivalry from there. But instead, they're focusing on this Death Rider stuff. And it's
which hasn't been working for the last 6 months, at least.
No, Death Riders are the dark state of AEW.
Oh,
I'll put it bluntly. I don't care. Death Riders are the dark state of AEW. Like they appear, no one cares. Like you might get a few ooh ahs, but you know it's not like
it's more of a, like this again.
Yeah. And now they're trying to drag Chris Statlander into their bullshit. And it's like, no, she's already... Her momentum's already dying enough. Like, she's just picked up some new momentum from winning a independent championship. Just go off right. That momentum. Go off that momentum. Don't put her in with a friggin' Death Riders and turn her into a heel. Mm-hmm. That's stupidity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, look at everyone who has joined the Death Riders and where they are now. Yeah. Wheeler Yuta was a bright up-and-coming star. He was someone that you could have easily said, man, he should be a friggin' TNT champion. He should be the international champion. He could have... Hell, if he had a main event run, I could even see him as a world champion down the line. But since he's joined Death Riders, his momentum's died. He's grown his hair longer. He looks like a beach bum. And I'm just like, what the hell? Like, what happened to the guy that had all this momentum and talent? Claudio Castagnoli. He left WWE for bullshit like this, and yet mm-hmm. here he is. In another stable, doing Sweet FA, the closest he got to a championship was the ROH championship, and he had that for all of a minute. And now he's just seen as Moxley's lackey, and Marina Shafir is supposed to be this intimidating woman, but yet I can't take her seriously because she's too busy carrying around Moxley's briefcase.
Yeah.
And Mox is supposed to be the king of the death matches and stuff. And I'm sorry, I know he's there with you, Nikki, and he's your roommate, but Jesus Christ. Like, he's gone from king of the death matches to king of the bitches.
And trust me, no, don't worry. He's not here. I told him until the rest of the legal bullshit is settled that he can't be here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't feel like being in a deposition.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Mox's aura is gone. And I feel bad because a lot of it might even be his own doing. Doesn't he have some creative control?
Mm-hmm. I think so, but not to the extent of, like, say, Hogan would back in the day.
Right. So, but at some point, somebody's got to say, you know, we gotta get somebody else in this. We gotta, you know, who is going to be the one? And because Mox ain't invincible, and if he's a little bitch, then he's vulnerable. This is the time.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the lawsuit will get him kicked out of AEW. My tinfoil hat just fell off. Hi.
Okay, keep talking about this lawsuit. Am I missing something? What's happening here?
Oh, no, this is from a couple of months ago. Apparently a cameraman who worked for AEW.
Yes.
And I see both sides of it. Mox is not going, you know, Mox is an experienced wrestler, but if you're in his way, he's going to push you out of his way. If you are a cameraman, you are not supposed to be part of the action, and if you have an inkling of where this is going, you get the fuck out of the way. And if you're too focused on your shot, then you have a cable puller that's supposed to tell you to move. So I don't think there's a winner in here. Just pay the guy's medical bills and be done with it. Maybe take it out of Mox's paycheck. I don't know.
Yes, but then again, like at the end of the day, Mox is supposed to be a professional wrestler. Like, if the dude's in your way, then like if you're gonna play up the heel role, just yell at him, effing move or whatever the case. But don't put hands on the guy, because every man and his dog knows that's just opening up the company for a lawsuit and yourself.
Right.
Especially if it's not part of the script. Like fair enough, you're in the moment and your adrenaline's pumping, but surely there was some part of the back of your head that's like, I probably shouldn't put my hands on this guy because I'm at risk of breaking the camera for starters. And Lord knows how much those things freaking cost. And I'm going to potentially injure this man if the camera lands on his face or whatever from me pushing him. So it's like, do I really want to take that risk?
And it's, you know, while it's not football where the whole thing is a split second decision. But again, the cable puller for any handheld is supposed to be a second pair of eyes for the handheld cameraman. So whether this was just something that came up too fast for the cameraman to react to, or the cable puller was distracted for whatever reason, Mox is going to Mox.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen cameramen get shoved before. Is it acceptable? Absolutely not. But I don't think there's a right answer in any of these three people. The case won't get thrown out, but you know, as I've said, my tinfoil hat's been buzzing. I'm kind of hoping that the money gets paid out. Mox loses his contract with AEW. Seth blows up his phone, and here we are. Hi.
So hang on, with your tinfoil hat, are you saying that Moxley's done this as a way of getting out of AEW?
No, that's not on purpose. It wasn't on purpose. I'm saying that people have been fired from their wrestling jobs for less. And Tony's crazy enough to say, you cost us a couple million dollars that I didn't need to spend. Get out of my face.
Yeah, I... But here's the part where my tinfoil hat's going to be off here. But I don't think Tony pulls the trigger, because he's, like I said, end of the day, he might be a child, but he's a businessman, and he's not stupid. He would be researching all these wrestling fans' comments and things like that. He would see everybody dying to get Mox back in WWE to do the Shield one more time. And he'd be like, well, that'd be insane. If I let him go, he goes back to WWE. Because if he makes that phone call, Paul's taking him back in a second.
Absolutely. And even if Doofenshmirtz doesn't take him back, Roman and Seth will be in his ear saying, he's a free agent, get him back here, we all make money, we will all win. And the old man ain't here anymore, so he doesn't have an excuse.
Yep, he'll be like, I guarantee, they'd both be like, brother, I guarantee you get him back in here, you reunite the three of us, this crowd goes friggin' bananas, and you have merchandise sales out your ears.
Yeah. Because since Mox is, for all intents and purposes, on another planet, they can't reissue S.H.I.E.L.D. merch. Because then they'd have to pay him. And that thing about, you know, businessman, you don't pay somebody who doesn't work for you. Or try not
exactly.
to.
Exactly. So. That's why they've been trying to keep Seth and Roman away from each other as much as possible. Because every time it brings that, you bring those two together, everyone's like, where's Mox? We need
the Well,
third.
Yeah, and... Well, but... Shit, I was watching a video earlier today, and they pointed out that Corey Graves kind of started some of that nonsense too at WrestleMania 40 when the S.H.I.E.L.D. music started playing. He's like, "No, there's no way," and we all knew exactly what he was thinking because we were all thinking the same thing. And somewhere in Japan, Mox's phone is melting while he's catching a couple of Z's. Because if he came back, I think they would do S.H.I.E.L.D. for a short nostalgia run. Then we get a meaningful heel turn from him. That he will get to do the heel turn that he's trying to do in 2018.
Yeah, but. Absolutely. So we'll wait. Yeah, exactly. I think. If you're going to do it, I think Mox definitely deserves a rerun of that friggin' heel run, because, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And I haven't watched AEW recently, but some of the promos I've heard with him in the Death Riders, he's starting to sound like 2018 Dean Ambrose. So that's why my tinfoil hat buzzes. Do we have anything else? I think we've put too many kendo sticks in this horse.
Yes, I think we're good. Shane, do you have anything to promote?
No, I've got nothing else left to promote. Just if you guys want to hear more of my wrestling opinions, go see me on my TikTok at Aussie Acehole, and yeah.
All right. For my end. This week on It Was a Thing on TV, Good Night Beantown, a CBS, drama comedy, or it's more of a drama to be honest, starring Bill Bixby and Marianne Hartley, that did all right in the ratings, but they decided to cancel it because CBS was essentially riding a bit high on the hog. Next week, I don't know because I haven't been able to pay attention. But you can find out everything on itwasathingontv.com. Nikki, your artist shout-outs. Ugh, English.
I'll start with our long-standing missing panelist, Jamie Cloutier. Things have just been absolute ass where she's working. And so, you know, keep her in your thoughts. Because either things are going to get better or she's got to find something new to do. She still does her thing at the Has-Been Hotel. I'm trying to get her to start drawing wrestling again, even if all she draws is Seth Rollins and maybe mm-hmm. Seth Rollins. Yeah. Did I mention Seth Rollins?
Yes.
And sometimes Mox and maybe Seth Rollins. So yeah. Let's see. Groovy at Docile Red on Twitter. Commission's currently open. Let's see, what did he do for me? Ah, yes. He's one of two artists who did a Mox Essential piece that looks like it should be the cover of a video game. His rates are pretty good. Do check him out. Obligatory shout out to Oniwambashu. Let's see what she's got going on. I know her commissions are available on her card account. No current artwork on her Twitter at the moment. But she does have she has a Tumblr, she has the card account, she has a Ko-fi account, and she still has her DeviantArt account safe for work, I promise. We have, where's my boy? Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby, good for wholesome art. He's a little expensive, but I do love his style. The Shield anniversary pick he did for me is currently my wallpaper on my tablet. If you like a little anime in your wrestling art, check out Nahul Tahes on Twitter and Otanad on Instagram. Otanad is probably the more famous of the two because Uncle Paul loves how on the nose his comics are. Nahul Tahes has a couple of different styles, and he's very reasonable and has a really quick turnaround. If you would like an artist who is also a wrestler, look into Topla at @B_Topla. Her art is still fairly inexpensive. She has a Fiverr account now. She has a Patreon account as well. If you're not familiar with her art, you might be indirectly, as she did the caricatures you see on Botchamania. And for every fan that has redone the Taz picture in the crowds. Let's see. Well, I'm not going to go too much deeper, but if you're looking to get a wrestling fan art done, look these guys up, check them out thoroughly, make sure they have something you can look at, see their artwork, because there's way too many AI artists out there that will skim you for $40 and send you something that they did on Meta. Find the good artists, pay them well, get your work in progress art. Once you get it completed, tip them, post it everywhere, and credit them to make sure that they stand out from the AI scammers. These guys want their art as a source of income. Let's give it to them. I don't really have anything else because I'm right here. So for the slightly tardy Bad News Beeman, for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week. Are we doing Pick'ems by any chance?
I'm not sure. I will have to pull the audience, or what audience we have left.
Keep me posted, because yeah.
Fair enough.
Because if it's Friday, I might not be here.
Okay, chances are it probably won't be then, because I'll be on the road Saturday, and I know I'm going to have to get up right in early.
And my Fridays are
Saturday, so we're good.
Yeah, Friday, my Fridays are up in the air right now, so, but we will keep everybody posted. So do tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of when we air.